Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, so firstly, I want to thank those people who reached out to me, particularly over Instagram, with messages and voice messages around last week's episode. I can't tell you how much that means to me, particularly you, Ellen. And, you know, I also want to let you know that there's like extend an invite, right? Like there's an open invite for you to reach out to me. If something resonates with you, if you have a question about something I've brought up in an episode, like I am here for it all. So please, you know, this is why our podcast is for the connection. So please, if you feel like you want to open up a conversation with me, don't be shy. Just do it. I'm inviting you to. So further to what I talked about in last week's ep, you know, and my struggles with spirituality at the moment, there's this thing that I've been playing with a bit, and I shared a bit about it on Instagram and had quite a good response to it. So I thought I'd share it here too. And it's really about, you know, okay. So this is, I have to preface this is really difficult for me to talk about because I do have a lot of friends that work in this space and I respect their work. And I'm not in any way, shape or form saying it's not a valid, it's not valid. Like that's not what I'm saying here. I guess more broadly, there are people who work in the spirituality space who may think they have good intentions, but lack integrity. And these tools, and I'm talking here particularly about mediumship and psychic readings or, you know, healings, but particularly around guidance, tarot, you know, all of those kind of woo tools. And I don't know what the word for it is. Is it theories, mediums? I'm not really sure, but I think you get what I'm saying. So I'm not at all saying these aren't valid. What I'm saying is that there are absolutely people without integrity in these spaces, and it's very harmful. I have had a number of readings over the years, and I think it's really important to remember when people come to others for guidance, particularly spiritual guidance or answers around which way do I go in life, you know, like what's my purpose, what is this all about, what am I supposed to be doing, am I supposed to be in this relationship, is this, you know, when it's the big life questions, when we're really unsure and uncertain, we can often go to these kind of services to help us gain clarity. And it's funny because I found personally when I first started turning to, I mean, I've always been interested in the occult kind of stuff, but when I really leant heavily on it was when I was in a really bad place myself. And thankfully, I had people with a lot of integrity around me who offered me guidance and, you know, and helped me develop spiritually. And it was really good for where I was at. And then throughout my journey, I've also had some really damaging experiences. A couple come to mind actually more than a couple, but a couple of really bad experiences where I had someone doing a reading for me. I was in a really vulnerable place and like, just horrible. You know, like, yeah. I'll tell it like it is kind of stuff, but like that we have a responsibility, you know, when we're working in a space of guidance. I don't know, like I think there's, I don't know, you can't just tell it like it is, because it's really like the question that I have is how do you know that that is what it is? Like it's a very egocentric, arrogant thing to say that this is the truth. Like what I'm seeing here is the truth for you. You know, like how do we ever know that to be true? And so it can, and you know, and I see this happen a lot also in the spiritual world where, you know, I've had people reach out because they've wanted me to be involved in something and I haven't necessarily wanted to, and I've tried to be kind about it, and you know, and then they've used their, you know, whatever it is, guides, whatever term they use, against me. And it's been like, my guides are telling me, you know, you have this going on, and you know, and shit like that. Like, it can be used as a real tool for gaslighting, and that's what I'm not here for. I am 100% okay if it's being used with integrity and to guide someone back to their own knowing. But when we're dishing out advice based on something that we can't substantiate, I think it's questionable and potentially very damaging. So that being said, the other thing that I'm recognizing myself was like, I had this when I first came to spirituality. I feel like I was so devoid of connection to myself and to whatever else is out there that I felt like it couldn't have possibly been part of me, you know, like it was something else. So all the things I did was to connect with the thing that was greater than me, right? And in you know, in the personal development / with a spiritual twist world, we use terms like our higher self, you know, or the universe, or the divine, or God, or whatever language you want to put around it. It's that thing that exists. And until recently, I thought it existed outside of me. You know, it was something that I had to create a connection with. And this, just walking on the beach, or it started out running on the beach over a decade ago, gave me that connection to it, right? It being outside of me. For some reason, it was always outside of me. And the more that I've connected to it or whatever it is, the more I'm coming to realize that it is not separate from me. You know, and this is a tricky thing for us to claim, that actually it's all us. The guides, the God, the universe, it's all us. And I don't mean that in an egocentric way, like the universe revolves around me. What I'm saying is, like, what if you didn't need to have guides? What if you didn't need to have a higher self? What if you knew that that wasn't a separate part? What if you could claim that as you? So what if that, like, I feel like, what if the brilliance was actually your humanness? What if that was the brilliance? What if what we, you know, like, it's that idea of there's something separate to us. I am not the thinker of my thoughts, therefore, you know, my thoughts are separate to me, therefore, you know, what is that part of me? That part of you is you. It's all you. It's all fucking you. You're the thinker of your thoughts. You're the person who channels. You're the this, you're that. But it's all you. This is the thing that I'm kind of coming to grasp at the moment, is like, what if? What if there was, what if you didn't have to use your guides? What if your guides were you? Right? Not separate to you. Like, we don't really know where this shit comes from anyway. I walk on the beach. I'm here. I'm speaking from something. And I used to think it was like I tuned in this station and I was picking up on this outside thing that was just coming through me. But actually what I've been doing this whole time is creating the space to connect to me. Me, my humanness, my experience. And it's maybe sounds a little bit arrogant or something. And maybe that's why, you know, I feel like using those, having those tools and having that language about like, well, this is coming from my guides and this is coming from this deity and this is me channeling from source or whatever it is. What if it actually was all just you? Could you claim that? Could you claim that? Would it have the same weight with the people around you if it was just you and it wasn't coming from somewhere else, greater than human, greater than the human? What if the human was all great and all knowing? What if you were all great and all knowing? So that is where I'm at right now, is in this, like, maybe it's not about a spiritual experience. Maybe it's about just fully immersing yourself in the human experience. You know? So that is it for me this week, you divine being. Let me know what you think. I'd love to see if this resonates with you or not. I hope I haven't offended anyone, you know, because like I do believe, like I don't feel like I could have gotten to the place where I am now. And I want to be very clear in this. I don't feel like I could be here if I hadn't had the experiences I have with the various healers and, you know, and well, healers really. But a lot of the people who are in the space of spirituality, when it comes to the more esoteric side of things, the channeling, the psychic, the mediumship stuff, it, you know, I don't believe that I would be here now without it. It's helped me connect to a deeper part of myself, so there's absolutely a place for it. We just need to be very mindful about how we're using it, and also questioning, question, is it possible that this brilliance is not coming from outside of you, but from this deep wisdom that you have inside of you? Can you claim that? Could you claim that as your own? It is a special thing to be human, you know, and yeah. That's all I got for you this week. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.